Om Shanti, 3rd May 2020. My Divine Experiences with Ancestor Souls. This is something really amazing. It all started when I facilitated a silence retreat in Madurai, Chennai, last year, October. We had a session on Ancestor Souls meditation where we had PowerPoint slideshow of the Ancestor Souls. Some of you would know who these souls are, but for those who do not know, you can see those pictures. They are hung at the back of the Harmony Hall in Gyan Sarovar. There is also a picture of these Ancestor Souls sold in Madhuban and in Shantiwan. These are the original jewels, the foundation souls who played very significant roles at the beginning of the Yajna and had passed away and now part of the advanced party. That picture of the Ancestor Souls have photos of 28 original jewels with Mama on the top as the head of the group. Some of these souls are Dadi Prakashmani, Didi Man Mohini, Dadi Chandramani, Dadi Ganga, Dadi Bijendra Indra, Dadi Nirmal Shanta, Dadi Manoha, Dadi Allrounder, Dadi Shil Indra, Dada Chandrahas, Dada Vishwakisho, Dada Vishwaratan, Jagdish Bhai, Ramesh Bhai, and others. So, in the silence retreat, we showed slide by slide photos of Mama and these special souls whom I mentioned. We show them one by one with their names and specialities very slowly while in a meditative stage. The retreat participants took drishti from these souls. Many of them shared later, those who attended the retreat, that they had beautiful, very unique experiences, and some even felt their divine presence at that time in the retreat. I often heard Dadi Prakashmani Ji mention about these ancestor souls in her class previously and said that they are her friends. Well, at that time, I didn't feel anything special about it. But after that, after the retreat in Madurai, I began to have some feelings, something special about these unique, very special jewels. I then took out the picture, which was previously rolled up in a corner in my cupboard, and began to look at the souls in the picture. I began to look at them more and more. I also began to find out who they were. Those whose names I did not know, I also did some research to find out their names and their specialities, their qualities, and the role they played in the Yajna. Hence, my feelings and appreciation for these souls grew deeper and deeper. Every day, when I wake up, first thing, I say good morning to Baba, and I take drishti from Baba. I stay and have special experiences with Baba. And then I look at the ancestor souls. I look at the picture and say good morning to these special jewels as well. I would take drishti from them, sometimes very slowly, one at a time, and sometimes all at once, like in a glance. Then at night, before going to bed, after talking to Baba, giving my account and giving my chart, and after saying good night to Baba, I would also take drishti from these ancestor souls and say good night to them. During these days when we are in a lockdown, I would come to them several times during the day. I also began to talk to them as if I knew them. Why am I sharing this with all of you? I thought, and I also feel, by sharing with you, you will be able to take benefit and have special experiences and special beautiful moments with them, just as I am also experiencing them presently. So what are those benefits? Firstly, inspirations from them. Well, these are very special souls. They are very unique and very special in the Yajna. They have gone through so much in terms of their renunciation, tapasya, and surrender. Many of them came from rich, well-to-do families, yet they gave up all they had and renounced everything. They gave up all their worldly possessions and material comforts to lead a simple, spiritual, yogi life. I really feel inspired by these great acts of charity of theirs. Tapasya, they had 14 years of tapasya with Baba. And these tapasya had made them real yogis, true yogis, tapasvi yogis. I could feel the powerful vibrations emanating from their foreheads and faces each time I look into their pictures. And their surrender. These are the souls who surrendered to Baba without an iota of doubt. They surrendered not only their body, mind and wealth, but their every thought, their every word and actions, their relationships and connections. Such were their unflinching, unshakable faith in God, in Shiv Baba and in Brahma Baba as well. They were the pioneers who went out to the world to do unlimited service. It is as if they had literally laid out the path. They have charted the pathway for all of us who came later. Such was their greatness, and I can feel their subtle vibrations. I am so happy that I am not just associated with them, but I am from this same family tree. I am from this same genealogical tree with them. They are truly my ancestors, my forefathers. So every day when I take drishti from them, I really feel inspired that I too can be like them if I make that kind of effort that they had done. And I can also feel their blessings, their care, their love for me to move forward and to progress on this spiritual path. And next, imbibing specialities and qualities from them. Looking deep into their eyes, I take sakash from them every day. As I go from one soul to another, one jewels to another, I recognize their specialities. I imbibe those specialities into myself. For example, Mama. Mama's memory power, we all know, was so strong. So strong that she only had to listen to something once for it to get imprinted on her intellect. She was also full of motherly love and yet so detached. She was really a true lioness, the practical embodiment of power. She had complete faith in herself, in Baba, and in his task. She was number one in all 36 virtues. So as I look into her eyes, I look deeply and slowly, and I take drishti from her. As I do that, I can feel that she is showering me, blessing me, what she had and more. In this way, I feel as if she's helping me to imbibe those divine qualities and specialities. And Didi Manmohini, Didi conquered attachment and instantly surrendered herself without being concerned about money or the Iron Aged Society. Didi had such unbroken love for Baba that there was always, always only one Baba in her eyes. In Didi's heart was merged no one except one Baba. So when I look at her, I could feel as if she merged me in her eyes together with Baba, so that through her, I am taking everything from Baba. Such is her love, such is her love and detachment, that she connects me with Baba and fills me with immense power. Dada Anand Kishore, he was truly the backbone of the Yaya at that time. His recognition for Shiv Baba as the one and only one made him have complete faith for him. He is completely obedient and a key instrument in the early days of the Yaya. So I ask myself when I look at him, am I as obedient as this great soul, Dada Anand? When I take drishti from him, I look deep and carefully into his eyes. I can see from his forehead shining so brilliantly and sparkling lights, shining so brilliantly, and I absorb that beautiful vibration. I absorb those specialties into myself. And Dadi Chandramani, I love her for her courage. She was the original jewel who established many centers. She was a true tapaswini, a very silent karma yogi. She was known for her fearlessness, her courage, a lioness of Punjab. I take the powerful vibrations radiating from her and I absorb it into myself. Those qualities of fearlessness, courage and inner strength. And Jagdish Bhai, I truly admire him. He was such a great visionary. He had great wisdom and deep understanding of knowledge in his search for truth. On the one hand, he is quite a serious person, and on the other hand, he has such great humor. He has such a great sense of entertaining in a humorous way. He's able to go into the depth of things, and yet he is very light. He's very experienced in life, but also very innocent like a child. I truly appreciate his balanced personality, and I try to inculcate this beautiful virtue of balance from him. I am just mentioning a few of these special jewels here only, but actually I look at each of them. I look at each of their specialities, like Dadi Prakashmani, whom I love also very much. She's full of love and she's really giving regard, a specialty of giving regard and respect to everyone. I also love and have special feelings for her. Dadi Hirda Pushpa and so many others of those 28 special jewels in the picture, I can really feel their love, their good wishes and pure feelings for me, and they are showering me with their specialities and with their qualities. So in this way, I feel very close to them. I can feel a sense of belonging with them, close connection with this divine family and the Yaya. Sometimes during the day, I look at them and jokingly ask, "What are you doing in the Sata region now?" I can feel a pull, and like an angel, I would fly up with them and go around the globe, giving Sakash to the souls in the world. And especially during this period, there is so much fear and anxiety. There is pain and suffering everywhere. We would tour around. I would go around with them and with Baba to spread peace and hope, to give solace and comfort to souls around the world. It is very special and very beautiful. At other times, especially in the evening, during meditation the evening, these special souls would pull me to sit with them at the roots of the kalpa tree. Sometimes for just a short while only, but at other times we would sit for an hour or more, giving sakash to the whole tree. I feel so intoxicated of being with these ancestor souls, a special ancestor soul myself, and sending vibrations of pure feelings and good wishes to the branches, to the twigs, to the leaves, and to the whole tree. Well, I have one more. One more very unique experience I would like to share with you. We know Dadi left. She became Avyak on the 27th. And on the 26th March, the day before she flew away, I was as usual taking drishti from the ancestor souls. Suddenly, in a flash, I saw Dadi Janki's face on the picture amongst the ancestor souls. I was surprised and I wonder why this is so. But I did not think much about it at that time. I would normally go to bed about 10 p.m. But that night, on the 26th of March, I just couldn't fall asleep. I tossed and turned on the bed, and so I finally decided to get up and have yoga with Baba. It was very unusual because I normally don't take rest in the day, and I would normally fall asleep as soon as I touch the bed. But that night, I just couldn't sleep. I was alert, I was awake, and I just sit and had powerful, very powerful meditation. Then the next day, we all came to know that Dadi Janki Ji had become Avyak. I feel this could be a signal from Baba and the ancestor souls telling me something at that time. And also, Dadi Janki Ji, I love her greatly also. And in the last moment, last few hours of herself on this earth before she flew away, I think that must be the call, the pull to sit in powerful meditation with such a great soul before she flew away. So I sat for so many hours that night, and it was beautiful. So all these have brought me closer to Baba, because I know very well it is Baba and Baba only who made these souls so special, who made these souls who they were. It is from Baba that they got so many specialities and they become so blessed, so elevated and so fortunate. So I thank Baba. I thank Baba immensely. I'm so grateful that Baba is guiding me through these very special jewels, these unique ancestor souls. Om Shanti.